night, said, this is going to be the night. And we battled hard and lost. But you know what? We had a great time, and we left it all out on the field.
That's the spirit. Well, as you can hear from Dave Maurer behind us, the Rangers have won the toss. They're going to elect to receive. So, as I was mentioning, the Rangers are coming off a big win. They topped Onalaska 36-35 in overtime last week. Jacob Hackbarth with a big receiving TD, and quarterback was able to punch it in. They went for the two and the win and got it. The Rangers' only loss so far this season has been to the Thunderbirds' arch rival, the Beavers of Reedsburg. The Rangers scored the Beavers scored a touchdown and a field goal in the final minute. You don't often see that in high school ball.
That was quite a flurry of a finish. I did see the highlights of that game, and to Reedsburg's credit, this is a very good team that they beat, only defeat of the season. So the T-Birds, and you'll probably talk about this, but without our normal starting quarterback, have a tall order, but a big heart on homecoming.
That's the spirit. Thunderbirds are going to be kicking off to our right as we face the field here at Flambeau Field. Thunderbirds are wearing their navy helmets and jerseys, gold pants. Rangers in red helmets, white jerseys, and black pants. Ball rests on the 40-yard line.
It's time for Baraboo Thunderbirds!
I think Dave Maurer says it's time for Baraboo Thunderbirds football.
And over end kickoff, fielded at about the 15, cutting up field between the hashes, and he's got a crease, and he's looking to beat Johnny Moon and go to the house, and he may just do that. That is number 7 for the Rangers, Tommy Check. He is going to go the distance. That is a touchdown on a kickoff return of about touchdown. 85 yards. One play, one touchdown for the La Crosse Rangers, and this is not the start the Thunderbirds were looking for.
All right, clean the slate. Do not think about it unless you're the special teams and get your butt over on the bench and figure out what happened.
So in that case, that was Tommy Check, number 7. He grabbed the kickoff near the right hash, made a little bit of a move, had a big hole to run through, and was able to beat the kicker, Johnny Moon, down the sideline, down the right side for a game-opening score.
Check didn't do anything special. What he did special is he had his eyes up. He found a massive gaping hole he could have driven his car through, and he ran 80-plus yards for an opening kickoff touchdown, unfortunately.
And here comes the extra point. Now it's Jacob Hackbarth. We mentioned how he's a big receiving threat for the Rangers, and he's the place kicker as well. He knocks that in. So our score is 7-0 with 11:47 to go in the first quarter. We'll get to some more of our background here. So these two teams met a season ago, Thunderbirds with a big 49-17 win on the road at Logan. And in that game, Luke Vittengill had 3 rushing touchdowns. He was the Thunderbirds quarterback last year. Threw for a TD as well. The Thunderbirds had a pair of pick sixes last time around. Last year, Kyle Felt took one in from 67 yards. Isaac Pellin from 94 yards. You don't often see that, a linebacker with a 94-yard pick six. But I was thinking, Brandon, those are the kind of big unexpected plays the Thunderbirds might need tonight to stay in this contest.
You absolutely need big unexpected plays tonight. Our back is against the wall. This team is extremely good. One loss and a heartbreaking loss at that. I think the field goal was his time expired, and Reedsburg won it. So, again, this is a little bit of a David versus Goliath aspect of it, but it is homecoming, and you've got to show heart. You've got to show heart. You've got to just grind it out, not give up. Don't let it, you know, don't look at the scoreboard. Every play is 0-0. That's how you have to treat it, and you just have to soak it in and enjoy it.
Now the Rangers looking to kick off. They're going to kick the ball to our left. Ball is placed on the 40. It's a high end over end kick. It's fielded at about the 10-yard line. I believe that's Trevon Lawyer bringing that upfield to the right hash. He's got a little juke, finds a little bit of running room, but it is dropped just shy of the 30-yard line. That's where the Thunderbirds will start their first drive.
Nice little return there. He tried to find a seam and was close to breaking that open. Thunderbirds are going to have to go 70 yards, and we'll see how this offense answers. And I know you're going to talk about who's on our center tonight once we actually know, right?
Indeed. We've got to get a look at, looks like Aiden Throckmorton, who started the opener. Looks like he's back under center. He had started the opener and then was replaced later in the season by Zach Burgess, who is now out with an injury. Here there's a handoff, looking to get around right tackle, not finding a lot of room. Short gain there for the Thunderbirds.
That is a carry by number 34, Ethan Hustleman. Nice little rush. I think they're going to give him credit for 5 yards on that.
Ethan Hustleman, member of the homecoming court. He was in the parade this afternoon on the downtown Baraboo Square, representing the sophomore class, I think.
What does it say on our sheet about this young man? It does say he's a sophomore. Good
second and five. We've got two wideouts split to the left for the T-Birds. Waiting for the shotgun snap is Throgmorton. He's got a receiver wide right and a back to his right, and we got a pre-snap penalty.
I think somebody moved. We might be back.
We mentioned how the our guest's only loss is a 30-28 at Reedsburg earlier this just a couple of weeks ago. They're off to an outstanding start at 4-1. Last week, Bradley Check, the quarterback, had a pair of rushing touchdowns and a keeper for that game-winning two-point conversion versus the Hilltoppers last week. So now we're going to have second and about 10 for the Thunderbirds. Throgmorton waiting for the shotgun snap. He's got a back behind him. He's going to roll left, looking to throw. Throwing into the left, and
beautiful.
He's got a man. That's going to be first down yardage across midfield, inside the 42, nearly the 35.
That's Romberg, number four.
The former quarterback. Elliot Romberg played some QB after.
We got 20. We got 30 yards on that play. Beautiful.
31-yard gain on the play.
That was just a simple roll to the left. He bought some time. Romberg made a nice play, got wide open, made the catch, and took it 20 yards after the catch up the field.
So first and 10 in Logan territory. This time we're looking for a pitch. That's going to be Hustleman. He's across the 35, down inside, nearly to the 30-yard line. About 4 yards on that first down pitch to the right side. Thunderbirds will have a second and about 6.
They are going to give him about 8 or 9 yards on.
Are they?
Just one hash
okay.
off.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're right. Thank
yep.
you.
No problem.
Second and short for the T-Birds.
Among those Rangers present.
Looking to answer the Rangers' opening kickoff touchdown. Two receivers wide right, one to the left.
Same formation here. Romberg's in motion, running left side.
Throgmorton with a handoff. That's going to be Hustleman. He's got a first down and more to the 20-yard line. Coming off right tackle, Ethan Hustleman continues to be the workforce here on the opening drive. First down, Baraboo.
Beautiful play. Picks up 12 running on that right-hand side.
Thunderbird first down.
Right off the right butt cheek of the tackle on that side. He just went right around him, and the tackle did a nice job. Number 75, we've got to get credit to these tackles. Cody Kirchberg with a great capping off there, letting him get on the outside.
First and 10, Thunderbirds at about the 20-yard line. Romberg's in motion again, this time from left to right. There's going to be another handoff to Hustleman. This is in between the tackles and another solid gain on first down. Speaking of workhorse backs, we've seen a lot of Jackson Puttkamer this year. He's been dogged by some injuries. We have not seen him yet tonight. He is the homecoming king. We saw him in the parade.
Yeah, did we get a report on how he's feeling this week?
Did not.
We knew he was a little
banged up. I see him
up.
He's on the sideline in uniform. Second and about 4 for Baraboo. Driving deep into Logan territory, trailing 7-0.
Keep going.
Another inside handoff to Hustleman. Shorter gain this time, but it'll bring up a third and short for the Thunderbirds. Well, this is what you want, Brandon. You talked about opening that or answering that kickoff return. How about a nice long drive that keeps your defense on the sideline?
I'll be honest. I'm really impressed with how the Thunderbird offense has come out. They have had their way. Just one little misstep, that little false start. Otherwise, I mean, positive yardage every play, and on a few of those plays, some big positive yardage.
So we got a little official timeout here. It gives us a chance to remind you about our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. These include the Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance Agency, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. Well, Brandon, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks this year. Like we mentioned, we saw Aiden Throgmorton in the opener. Then we saw Zach Burgess and then Elliot Romberg. And now we're back to Throgmorton with Romberg being a receiving threat. And he's split out in the slot to the left at the moment here on 3rd and 4.
He does everything.
Does it all. Throgmorton awaits the shotgun snap. He's got it. It's going to be a pitch to Hustleman. He evades one tackler, but the other one and a host of his teammates are going to bring him down behind the line of scrimmage. This is going to be a fourth down, and you'd imagine this is an opportunity to go for it for the T-Bird offense.
I think you have to. I mean, I don't know what they've got. You know, you lose your big-legged kicker last year. They've done a nice job this year, but I think this is an opportunity where you've got to go for it. fourth and six, give or take.
Indeed. It'll be fourth and long for the T-Birds. They're going to send two receivers to the right, one to the left. We've got Huseman, the back behind Throgmorton in the shotgun. He's got the snap. He's rolling right, looking to throw right.
He is throwing.
Firing and incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs.
That was intended for Jacob Balfonce, and it just a little high. Balfonce got his fingertips on it, but couldn't bring it down.
And it might have been dicey whether he could have turned that upfield for the first down,
yeah,
even if he'd made that catch.
Yeah, it was throwing about 3 or 4 yards, and we needed six, and you're right. If he would have caught it, he would have had to have broken a tackle in order to have gotten the first down, that's for sure.
So it'll be first down and 10 for the Rangers. This is the first look we've had at the Logan offense after that opening kickoff return for a touchdown. They come out with a one-touchdown lead without ever touching the ball. Your offense loves that.
Yeah. Anytime you can score without your offense touching the ball is a absolute big positive for any team.
Rangers showing a shotgun look. Receiver to the left. It's going to be a keeper. We're going to see a lot of keepers tonight. Logan utilizes their quarterback, Bradley Check, heavily in the running game.
Yeah, there's nothing complicated about what he did there. He just he went right behind his right guard's backside and just put his head down and pushed forward for about 3 yards. Now, to the T-Birds' credit, 3 yards, we'll take that. We'll push him here. And
a few names you're going to hear. Bradley Check, the quarterback. Absolutely. You'll also see Maxim Roberts, their main running back threat. And we talked about Jacob Hackbarth, big number 88, the receiving threat. There's a fake handoff to the left. Instead, it's a handoff to the right. Close to first down yardage for Logan on second down. And I didn't make out who that was right off the bat.
I couldn't see it either. It was on our far side away from us. But I know that number 44 for Baraboo brought him down. Bobby Meeker, it looks like, made the
first down.
But he was right at the stick, so they gave him a first down.
It is indeed a first down. That was Maxim Roberts on the first down carry. Fresh set of downs for Logan. They are at their own 25-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Check looking to throw. Nope, now he's going to tuck it and run. He's got room across the 35 for another first down.
You are right. He is going to do a lot, just like Vittingall did last year. You are going to see a lot of Check keeping the ball, faking the pass, tucking it, running it. It's always interesting if he has a carte blanche or if it's a play called a play.
It looked like he was looking at right, looking to throw, and just didn't see it, so he decided to tuck it and run.
Yep.
So another first down for the Rangers at the 35. There's another fake handoff. Check's going to keep
tackle.
It. He is dropped for a short gain.
That is A.J. Elliott. Brings him down.
So, Check coming into the year has 634 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns. Or I should say 634 passing yards and 6 touchdowns. 819 rushing yards, 13 touchdowns. That's a lot of rushing touchdowns for your quarterback.
That sure is. A.J. Elliott, to his credit, he kept containment on the end, forced Check inside, and then tackled him one-on-one. Beautiful play.
Second and 9. This time, Check does hand off. That's to Roberts. He's got room. He's got a first down and more across midfield. Dropped at about the 48-yard line of the Thunderbirds. Big pickup on second and long.
Trevon Lawyer and Elliot Romberg combined to save a touchdown there. That was a touchdown-saving
tackle.
That looked
like trouble. Yes, indeed.
Trevon made the initial contact. Romberg came up behind while Trevon had him occupied, and they brought him down, fortunately. Otherwise, he would have gone another 48 yards.
So instead, that's a pickup of 16 into Thunderbird territory. Here's another inside handoff. Roberts again. This time he nearly evades the safety. They're going to drop him, though, preventing the score but allowing a big first down carry for Maxim Roberts. He's at about the 26, 27 of Baraboo.
Trevon Lawyer is your he's way back there. So when he's the first, he made another tackle. When he's the one making the tackle on the running back, you know there's at least a 10 to 15-yard gain.
This offensive line's opening up some big holes for the running game. So first and 10 inside the Thunderbird 30 for the Rangers. There's going to be another handoff.
They're going right back to that.
This time it's Eli Robertson on the carry. He went to the right side for a pickup of about 8.
Yep.
Give or take. It'll be second and short for the Rangers. We talked about Maxim Roberts ripping off some big wins, or big gains, I should say. He already has 277 rushing yards this season and a pair of touchdowns.
Well, he's well on his way over. He's probably over 300 now for sure.
For sure. A couple of big carries on this drive. Opening drive for the Rangers offense. LaCrosse Logan does lead Baraboo 7-0. And we're looking at a second and about two. Man in motion. Bradley Check fakes to him. Instead gets it to Robertson. He's going off right tackle. He's going to have a first down.
Yeah, needed two and he got three.
Robertson with a shorter game this time, but it is good.
And if you just joined us, they took the opening kickoff. LaCrosse took the opening kickoff in for a touchdown, which is why we're talking about being down 7-0, and yet this is their first drive.
Indeed, both can be true. They're into the Thunderbirds red zone here on their first drive of the night. Trying to capitalize. Baraboo had a nice drive, their first possession, but could not convert it into points. Two receivers out wide to the left, one back next to Check, who's waiting for the shotgun snap. Fakes the handoff, he's going to keep it in between the tackles. He is tackled for a gain of about five. It'll be second and about five. Third and about five.
Number 17 in on the tackle for Baraboo. It looks like Jackson Putcomer sighting.
Hey.
That's good news.
There we go.
There he is out there.
So nope. We'll be second and about five. That's good to see Jackson out there.
And Jordy Beal, among others, on scene for the Thunderbirds.
Once again, two receivers to the left on the wide side of the field. A back next to Check. This time he does hand off. Maxim Roberts, he breaks one tackle, but is dropped at about the 10-yard line.
Good tackle there. And again, that looks like number nine.
That was indeed number nine. That's Elliott again.
Yep. AJ Elliott
staying busy here in the first quarter.
Another beautiful one-on-one tackle by Elliott to hold them to a very short gain. And long third and four here. This is a big time for the Baraboo defense to step up.
Third and four for the Rangers. We're ticking down about 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. There's another handoff to Roberts on the inside. Oh, he's nifty. He's got the first down as he works his way between the tackles for a fresh set of downs. It's going to be first and goal for LaCrosse Logan.
Multiple Thunderbirds there brought him down, but not until he got down to about, what, the 3 or 4 yard line? First and goal.
He is indeed inside the five. Thunderbird defense with their back up against the wall here. This is their first showing of the evening. This has been a long drive for the Rangers. They started way back at their own 16-yard line.
This really is reminiscent of Baraboo's opening drive. It's just they're knocking a little closer now.
There's another inside handoff to Roberts. This time
nice
the line
tackle.
Is up to the challenge, dropping Roberts at the line of scrimmage.
Somebody's around the grabbing him by the ankles. Number three for Baraboo. Gabe Arnold is in on that
Roberts
tackle. Couple, but Gabe was at his ankles, preventing him from going any further. He does pick up about half of what he needed.
Second and goal for the Rangers. Looking to build on a 7-point lead here. They're on the road facing the Baraboo Thunderbirds at Flambeau Field, where it is homecoming night. Second and goal. They're calling it from the one. Another inside carry for Roberts, and he is across the goal line
for a Rangers
touchdown.
Nothing complicated there. He took it on the right-hand side, right probably between the guard and the tackle,
Roberts,
and he actually leaped over.
Touchdown run.
Kind of a half leap, but you know what? We're used to watching NFL players leap in, so it was a nice leap over. He wasn't going to get ankle tackled like his last run. So
that touchdown makes it 13-0 Logan, awaiting the extra point here. Looks like Hackbarth is going to kick again. He's 1-for-1 on the evening so far.
Jacob Hackbarth on to attempt the point after Bradley Check will hold.
Here comes the snap. It's good. Holds good. The kick is up. It is good as well. 14-0 LaCrosse Logan with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Well, this gives us a chance to talk about some of the other action in Baraboo High School athletics. Girls tennis has their conference meet tomorrow. We're already talking about conference meets in some of the fall sports. They're going to meet the Nielsen Tennis Center in Madison. Cross country will be at the Reedsburg Invitational tomorrow at the Harchi Center. JV football will be traveling to Logan on Monday. Girls golf has regionals at Reedsburg on Monday. The girls swimming team will have a dual meet with McFarland right here at home on Tuesday. Boys soccer has a pair of road contests coming up this week. They'll be at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday and at Monona Grove on Thursday. The volleyball team hosts Stoughton on Tuesday. Well, Brandon, not the start Thunderbirds are looking for, but you'd like to see if they could build on an opening drive, possess the ball, move the ball down the field, and maybe convert this time.
I was going to say that what the Thunderbirds showed me on their first drive was a lot of positives. And Baraboo had time to plan, obviously, when when we had our injury a few weeks ago, we kind of were thrown in and caught off guard. And I liked the offensive game plan. It just stalled out at the 15-yard line. So I think you go back to it because, quite frankly, they really didn't stop us until we were down near the 10, 15-yard line. And you know, one pass and we would have had a first down. And so you're kind of one play away from what I think would have been a great answer on that opening drive.
Rangers ready to kick it away. Thunderbirds have twin safeties back to receive. This is a shorter kick, end over end. It's going to bounce inside the 20. No, it's going to be caught on the fly. Looks like Lawyer's got that across the 25, and he's dropped shortly thereafter, about the 26-yard line. That's where the Thunderbird offense will take over. Once again, my name is Ben Bromley. I'm joined by Brandon Wegner, Thunderbirds legend Brandon Wegner. We're thrilled to be with you, not only on 99.7 Max FM, but also online at max.fm.
You know,
also at the Civic Media app and the NFHS Network.
Wow, we're on a lot of places.
We are worldwide.
We are on the world wide webs.
There you go. You can catch us anywhere you want.
The internets.
We're big in New Zealand.
We are. Somebody's grandma lives in New Zealand,
exactly.
Probably.
Exactly. You never know. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds. They got one receiver split out either side. Throckmorton's going to go with an inside handoff, which is stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he didn't get anything there. That was just
that was Heuselman again. Short gain. Yeah. Or I should say short loss, probably. Second and 10.
Ethan Heuselman, the ball carrier. No gain on the play.
Yeah, that one they weren't even kind of faking anything. That was just he's in the backfield. Heuselman's in the backfield. Handoff, and this time they were ready.
Second and long. This time the Thunderbirds deploy two receivers to the left, one to the right. A lone back behind quarterback Aiden Throgmorton. He fakes the handoff, rolls left. Looking to throw left side. Incomplete. Looking for Elliot Romberg.
He wanted that exact same play on our opening drive that we netted 31 yards. Rolled left. Was looking for Romberg, but that time I think that was a linebacker that was covering Romberg. Did a much better job. Romberg really wasn't open.
This will bring up a third and 10 for the Thunderbirds, so they're in long down and distance immediately after surrendering that touchdown. You'd love to pick up a fresh set of downs here, convert this third down, and keep that defense on the field to rest.
They're going to have to throw it. This is not four down territory. You can't go for 3 or 4 yards here.
Two receivers to the right. Throgmorton with an inside screen pass. That's broken up, knocked away for the Rangers, number 56. Christian Parcher knocking that one away in the backfield. Incomplete pass. That brings up fourth and 10.
I like the call because
yeah, something a little different. A little
he was open. We haven't
screen.
Seen that. A little inside screen, but number 56 to what you said, Ben, did a great job and tipped it. He came across the line, of course, unabated.
Unabated to the quarterback. Well, that's the thing. You let the rushers in and
yes.
try to throw it right over top. It can
yep.
be a golden play when it works, but the Rangers were not fooled. So waiting to punt away the Thunderbirds. Clean punt, gotten away.
Nice punt.
And it gets over the head of the returner at the 40-yard line. It's going to bounce. Fielded near the 30. Trying to cut up field for the Rangers. Number 14 for a short return. That's Andrew Stanton.
And Gabe Arnold with the tackle at LaCrosse Logan's own 39. Very nice punt.
Sure was. Nice look a boot, and I actually missed that. Who punted that away?
Great question. We're going to have to check on that.
Well, in the meantime, the T-Birds.
Got to give him credit for that because that's, that's got to be a 45-yard punt just about from where they were at and about a 5-yard return.
So Logan's going to start at their own 39-yard line. We're at just about a half a minute to go here in the first quarter. First and 10. Two receivers to the left for the Rangers. Now we got one in motion. That's Robertson. They're going to fake the handoff to him. They're going to give it inside instead to Roberts. Short gain. He is stacked up at the 40, and that was Jordy Beal.
Number 9 in there. Number 9. I think that's A.J. Elliott again.
He's been a busy guy.
He has been. He's that end tonight. He's that DN type position there on that right-hand side, and he is holding containment and doing – he is doing his part on defense tonight so far.
And that's the end of the first quarter ticking away. The Rangers are content to let the clock run out. Both teams head to their respective sidelines. And there you can hear the the referee mic, which is up here now.
Oh, yeah, we can. Well, homecoming is always a wonderful event. Win, lose, anything. And it's a little, homecoming in your mind. There's leaves falling. Everybody would have their jackets on. It'd be 50 degrees. There might be a frost coming to settle down. But tonight, it's well, and in the booth, it's about 20 degrees hotter. So it's, right. It's about 75 degrees on the field and probably 95 in the booth.
Indeed.
And, boy, I went downtown to the parade today, saw you there, too.
Baraboo, it's a beautiful day for it.
Baraboo loves its homecoming parade and festivities.
Sure.
That downtown square was packed. It was fun to see.
Indeed. We had the assembly here at Baraboo High School this afternoon. That gives way to the parade, which goes around our beautiful downtown square. And like you mentioned, a perfect night for it. You had T-Bird fans, alumni, new Hall of Fame inductees. You had a couple of, well, we had a class of 84 and 74
yeah.
and 64 were
yep.
all represented.
I was a little disappointed I wasn't called down for that Hall of Fame inductee, Ben. But
well, it's always next year.
Is there?
I mean, we've already conferred upon you legendary status here in the booth, so the Hall of Fame is the next natural step. All right, we're ready to get it underway here in the second quarter. Second and 8 coming up for the Rangers. They are now moving to our right as we face Flambeau Field. End around, handoff to Robertson.
Yep.
No option pass. He's going to fire to the right side. He's got a man complete near the 30-yard line and cutting back inside the 20. That's number 14 for the Rangers, Andrew Stanton.
And Elliot Romberg chased him down at the 20 and saved a touchdown. But, boy, I tell you what, that was a beautifully drawn-up play.
Indeed. So
wow.
that was a jet sweep handoff.
Yep.
Robertson stopped short as he rolled right, fired it down the right sideline. Stanton was open. The DB was closing, but there was enough room there to make that completion and cut it upfield.
Was that Ron Santo for the Cubs? As he always used to famously say to his radio audience, did you see that?
Did you see that?
No, we're on the radio. We don't know what's going on.
Red zone opportunity. This is another inside handoff to Roberts.
Boy.
If he beats the safety, he's gone. No, he is dropped. More work, like you mentioned, Brandon. The safeties are doing more of the tackling than you'd like to see here.
Trevon
Lawyer. He's been busy.
Again, he's going to be sore, and it's not from tackling receivers. Unfortunately, it's from tackling running backs.
Another bad news, I think we see Jacob Balfound's kind of limping in front of us here down the sideline. He's been a key contributor on both sides of the ball for the T-Birds. Hopefully just a little cramp or a Charlie horse maybe.
Well, we got a first and goal here,
first
Ben,
and goal
6 or 7
for the Rangers.
Line.
Hackbarth is wide to the right. Instead, it's going to be another handoff to Roberts. Is he going to get there?
He did.
He is across the goal line for a 6-yard touchdown, Maxim Rangers. Roberts.
That was, once again, they just went back to their bread and butter. It's either handoff left or handoff
Maxim
right
Roberts
tonight. And
touchdown.
Why mess with a good recipe, and they are not. And that was left-hand side right up, but right probably between the guard and the tackle. And he is a big, strong running back, Roberts.
Sure.
My goodness.
So Hackbarth is on to kick the extra point. You know, when I saw him, and what's he listed at?
He's listed at 6'1", 175, but... Boy, I tell you.
Oh, I'm thinking of Hackbarth, who is at 6'6". I'm thinking of him lined up against one of our DBs. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's an enticing matchup for the Rangers, but they stuck with the run game.
They did.
Waiting for the extra point. Oh, Logan jumped. They're going to push this back 5 yards.
It's Hackbarth. He kicks off, too, and obviously kicks these extra points. It's just different to see somebody 6'6" doing that,
doing,
you know?
The kicking,
yeah.
Right? Well, looking at their stats and some of the highlights, he has definitely been a red zone target for these guys, as you might imagine, at that size. So he's got 294 receiving yards on the year and 3 touchdowns. And he scored a TD in last week's win for the Rangers.
This team can throw. This team can pass. This team has a special teams that ran it back. This is a very good lacrosse Logan team.
And this extra point attempt is up and good. It is 21-0 Rangers. This is only our second broadcast of the year. It's only the second home game for the T-Birds. Brandon, you and I have talked about how much of the personnel the T-Birds lost last year. You had Luke Vittengill, who was a multi-year starter, offense, defense. But they do have a lot of good returning talent. You've already mentioned Cody Kirchberg. He's one of the returning linemen, along with Hayden Sulik and Logan Sweeney, who are doing a lot of that heavy lifting down in the trenches.
They are. This senior team, the senior guys, is a great group. They got a lot of playing time as juniors. They watched. They had a lot of good mentors and some of the seniors that graduated last year. Baraboo's had a lot of success in the last decade with its football program, which had been a little lean up until the last decade.
For sure.
Four consecutive years making the playoffs. It looks like that streak may be in jeopardy this year, obviously, but nothing to hang its hat about. This program has come a long way under Coach Turkington.
No doubt. It's his 11th season, like you mentioned. Not only have they gone to the playoffs four straight years, and it's been five out of the last 6 years. It's been a good run. And there were a lot of losses to graduation last year, and also to injury during the season. We've seen three different quarterbacks. That's never a good sign.
No, that's never a good sign. Injuries. I mean, this is a year you look back and you're just fighting hard as a kid out there.
End over end kickoff is fielded at about the 5 yard line. You're gonna take it upfield. That's Huselman. He cuts inside. He's trying to get to the 30. Not gonna quite get there. Closer to the 25 yard line. That's where the Thunderbirds are going to start this possession. They need a nice long touchdown drive here, trailing by a score of 21-0.
Unfortunately, I went through a lot of these type of games my senior year, and there's a lot of camaraderie still. You obviously remember some of these games, but it's really about the time with your players and your buddies and fighting hard on each play.
Receivers to either side. Instead, it's a handoff inside to Jackson Puckhammer. His first carry, he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. So Jackson was a key part of the offense earlier in this season as well as last season. In fact, last year he racked up 721 yards rushing. He's been busy this year as well, but he's dropped there.
Jackson didn't have much of a chance there. Right. There was a couple people in the backfield right after he had gotten the ball and lost a couple yards.
He has 232 rushing yards already this season. Now the Thunderbirds have a second and long. One receiver left, one right. Instead, it's going to be handoff to Puckhammer. He finds a little running room up the gut. He picks up about six. That's going to be a third and manageable for the T-Bird offense.
Nice tackle by the Logan team, James Gruen. Saving a what was probably going to be a James big game for at least another 7 or 8 yards.
We got third and four for the Thunderbirds.
Third and four coming up for the T-Bird offense. Same formation, one receiver to the left, one to the right. Puckhammer's behind Throgmorton. Throgmorton's going to give to Puckhammer. They're going to try to pick this up on the ground. He's across the 35.
He's going to be really close.
It's going to be close. Close enough, you probably try to convert this, even if it's short.
I think they're
looks like a first down.
I think they're within a half a yard. I'd be surprised if they don't measure this.
Father Maurer says first down, question mark.
Are you encouraging? We've got this referee's mic up here, right?
Fourth and short. T-Bird's going to be forced to go for it.
It's interesting.
Fourth and short.
Can we start my rant about
first down for the Thunderbirds.
Short yardage from the shotgun?
Boy, that was delayed, wasn't it, by the
inside handoff to Puckhammer. He is stacked up. That's going to be close. You could argue this one either way, I think.
Well, and again, I think
Now they're showing for they moved the sticks. I guess that was first down.
They did. At the last second, they gave us that first down.
So I think it's going to be second and long.
And I know high school's a little different. The chain gang is it's all volunteers. They might not want to take the chance of losing their spot by bringing them out there. But that's where I think the chain gang comes out and takes a look at things. But they gave us first down, so we won't complain.
No complaints. Second and 10 for the T-Birds. This is their second offensive possession.
There we go. I think we got them to jump.
We're going to have an offside penalty.
It's got to be a neutral zone infraction.
Neutral zone infraction. So that's going to make it second and about five for the T-Birds. And due to the miracle of modern technology, you guys can hear those calls. Just save us a breath. It'll be second and about five for the T-Birds. They're at the 40-yard line.
We will take any help we can get like that out of Logan tonight.
Throgmorton waits for the snap. He's got it. He bobbles. They're going to have to jump on it. They did not jump on it.
No.
Rangers have it. Inside the Thunderbird 35. That's a turnover.
Throgmorton's snap was fumbled.
Unfortunately, he just couldn't handle the snap. Didn't look like a bad snap. I'm not sure if he wasn't ready or... Again, mistakes happen, as they say. And
well, there have been a couple of snaps that he juggled just a little bit and was able to recover. This one he wasn't able to corral.
He's taken ownership on the sideline. He's pretty upset with himself. So
it's going to be first down, Logan. And that's, once again, well, the T-Birds are shooting themselves in the foot here. They're already trailing 21-0. Had a little bit of a drive cooking, but instead turn it over. Rangers now with the ball at about the Thunderbird 35. Faking a handoff.
They're going to go deep.
Looking to fire deep right side. They're looking for Hackbarth. He had a little bit of contact downfield. I think Hackbarth might have pushed off a little bit, but it's an incomplete pass. Second and 10.
You know, nice coverage by Trevon Lawyer there,
sure,
who is what is he officially listed at? 5'8".
I was going to say, he's given up
he's
a lot of size.
He's battling Hackbarth on 6'6", and it looks like he's 2 feet shorter out there, not just a foot shorter,
for
I
sure.
tell you what.
So
he did a nice job one-on-one foot race with him. And to your point, Hackbarth, he could have been called for offensive pass interference in my well, of course, I'm a homer, but he did push off on Lawyer.
So after sticking with the running game, Rangers try to air it out. We'll see what they do here on second 10. If they go back to the ground, they will indeed. Bradley Check's going to keep it. He goes between the tackles for a short gain. He probably got three, maybe four.
Before three or four Thunderbirds made a gang tackle on him. Nice job. Who's getting off the bottom there? We got number 22 coming off the bottom.
Jordy
Beal.
We
got number 30 coming off the bottom. Drake Niles, so nice tackle. They held him to 2 or 3 yards. This is a big third down for the Thunderbirds. You can't, you know, you can't get further behind, and you just you want to see him make a stop. This is a morale booster here if you can get this ball back.
Third and long for the Rangers. Can the T-Birds thwart this drive? Two receivers to the right. Then we got another man in motion. That's Robertson. Check is rolling right. He's looking to throw right. He's going to fire deep, looking for Hackbarth down the sideline. It's just out of his grasp. Falls to the turf, incomplete. That's going to bring up a fourth down.
Hackbarth had a step.
And we have a penalty marker. In the backfield, what do you think? A hold?
I hope it's a hold. I hope it's not something like
I did not see if
late
there was
hit on
yeah,
the
I was
quarterback.
Gonna say, I didn't see if they got a hit, if they got a hit on check there after the pass. It is indeed roughing the passer is the call. So that's going to be a first down for the Rangers. So instead of potentially getting off the field on a three and out, it's going to be first and 10 coming up for the Rangers deep into Baraboo territory.
I didn't catch it. I was watching that rainbow, beautiful pass, rainbow down the field, 40 yards to the end zone, just over the receiver's head. And oh man, that's just
killer not, penalty.
It
for the
is.
T-Bird defense.
It is. I mean, you forced a fourth and 8. They were most likely going to punt. And now they're deep into your territory.
They're
at the 17.
They're in the red zone.
Yep.
Check, hands off. Once again, that's Roberts. He barrels through the middle for about 5. He's close to the 10-yard line. It'll be second and about 5.
Puttkammer banging him Roberts down there after the that 5-yard gain. Good to see Puttkammer out there second battling when we were worried he wasn't going to maybe get too much time tonight due to injury.
No doubt. An all-conference running back last year with 69 tackles.
He looked good with the crown on his head in the
right
in the car. He's the homecoming king, if you missed Ben's comment earlier.
Second and 5. Receivers to the one to the right, one to the left. We got one back there next to check. He's got the shotgun snap. He's going to keep it. Inside the left tackle. Barrels forward for a first down. It'll be first and goal, Rangers. And we've got an injury, a lineman down. He's starting to get back up. Nope, now he's back down.
Number 77 for that's Jesse Leike. We got that pronunciation correct.
You nailed it. You were paying attention in class.
I was. He's down. That's for lacrosse, Logan. And he's kind of wrangling in pain. I don't know if he's holding his knee or his leg, but.
So we're going to have an official timeout here.
We're definitely going to have a pause here.
So speaking of you paying attention in class, Brandon.
Okay. Oh,
in your
geez.
Experience during homecoming week as a T-Bird student athlete, was it difficult to focus on your studies during homecoming week?
Wait a minute. We went to class?
You tell me.
I mean, it's a lot of fun, right? There's Powder Puff, which they still do.
Did you guys have Powder Buff also?
No, we did not.
That was not yet
only,
a thing?
Only Powder Puff. So then what we were doing was some of the players, myself included, we were coaches, of course.
Right.
The girls kind of hired us to help coach them, and so we'd have a couple of practices. And that was always fun, right? A lot of laughs and a lot of giggles and a good time with that. So, yes, it was, but the festivities were phenomenal. Walking through the hallway on homecoming day, we'd have to wear either wear our jerseys or we had this tie, Baraboo Thunderbirds football tie that they'd want us to wear in the hall and
very
walk
nice.
Around. And And then, you, of course, you may or may not be out late one or two nights buying toilet paper at right. Walmart. Can't say whether or not we did that or right. not. But this is the best week of the year.
I think
you're
the statute of limitations has run out. You can confess to TP. Sorry, you were saying.
If TP, it may have been during campaign season, too. So, you know, I don't know.
Well,
few of those yard signs might end up in my trunk.
We're ready to get back to action after the official timeout. Lykke is off the field. Hopefully he's all right. We're going to have a shotgun snap here. And Cech actually bounces off his running back.
And he's
still got across the goal line. Gosh. Boy, we almost had a tackle in the backfield by the Rangers. But instead, that's Bradley Cech working it in for a 4-yard TD run.
We were hoping for a butt fumble there. But yeah, that would have been helpful. Unfortunately, he recovered after his running back. They got their wires crossed and bumped into each other and must have created a good enough diversion for him to get across the line. But
so a TD plunge for Cech makes it a 27-0 Logan advantage. We'll wait for the extra point. It'll be Hackbarth on again for the kick. Looking for the point after. He's kicking toward Baraboo High School here in the south end zone.
He might put this through one of the windows.
That's a low kick this time.
That was a low kick this time.
But
he is human. He is human.
So it's 28-0. Lacrosse Logan leading Baraboo with 6 minutes, 22 seconds to go in the first half. Once again, my name is Ben Bromley. Happy to be joined by Brandon Wegner. Whether you're listening to us on 99.7 Max FM, on the internet at max.fm, or if you're streaming us either by the Civic Media app, or if you're streaming video on the NFHS Network. We are brought to you by Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance Agency, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. And now, Brandon, because I know you're such a big Brewer fan, I'm going to give you an update, unless you're trying not to find out the score.
I'm okay.
We have a Reese Hoskins Grand Slam.
Ooh.
It is 4-0 Crew.
Wonderful. You know, not to talk baseball, but Hoskins, when he went back to Philadelphia, boy, did they really give him a hero's welcome. That was nice.
Yeah,
to
you
see.
Hit a big postseason home run. That'll do it.
He did.
That'll make friends for life.
I'm okay with Brewer updates because, I mean, not that they don't have anything to play for, but, you know, they can't really get out of there. They can't pass. They really can't pass the Dodgers, the Phillies. So. But, that's, you know, a lot of pride on the line.
Rangers are going to kick it off. The T-Birds need to get on the board here. They trail 28-0 here. We're getting late in the first half. This is homecoming night here at Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School. Hackbarth kicks it away, end over end. That could be a tough one to field, but it's caught nicely on the run over the 20,
Romberg.
25, 30-yard line, and maybe a little more. Elliot Romberg with a nice catch and run up the right sideline.
Very nice. On a full sprint, you know, that's not easy on a full sprint. And I get it. They practice it, but on game night, when it's a nice low liner and you catch it on a full sprint, those are tough. They could bounce right off your chest or off your hands. And Romberg grabbed it and picked up full 20 yards after the catch, I should say.
So the T-Birds are going to set up shop at the 32-yard line, desperately needing a nice long scoring drive. Offense has shown signs. They've moved the ball. We've only had 1-3 and out, but they haven't been able to put any points on the board yet. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, as Throgmorton waits for the shotgun snap. He's got it. He's rolling left, looking to throw. Hot pursuit. He's in trouble. He's going to tuck it and run. Oh, he's got a crease over the 40,
beautiful,
the 45. That's a first down scamper of about 13, 14 yards for Throgmorton.
They're not going to give him the slide. He went down at the 46, probably picked up 13, but very, very nice play. And
even with the head first dive,
he had number 56.
He was barreling down on him, and that's
Christian
quite a head of
Parcher.
Lettuce.
It is.
Parcher's looking head of lettuce.
He's got Clay Matthews lettuce out there.
Two receivers to the left. That's the short side of the field. One to the right.
For any of our older listeners, lettuce is hair.
Throgmorton hands to Elliot Romberg. His little end around across right tackle. He's got a first down. He's into Logan territory near the 42-yard line. Back-to-back first-yard runs for the Thunderbirds.
Great play. Right side, got around the end.
They're rolling.
Picked up 12.
This is what the T-Birds need. Get a little mojo going. as the band is heading out for its halftime show.
The band is on the field.
5.5 minutes to go. T-Birds hoping to put a score or two on the board before that happens and get back in this ballgame. Throgmorton waits for the shotgun snap. Romberg now in motion from right to left. Throgmorton hands off to Huseman inside. He's trying to pick his way in between the tackles. He's dropped for a short gain. It'll be second and long for the Thunderbird offense.
Logan's got a very, very good defensive line up front there. And so when you run into that wall, picking up a couple of yards is about as much as you can hope for when you run right into their tackle.
See what the Thunderbirds can cook up here on second and about 8. They're into La Crosse Logan territory, looking for their first score of the game. They're going to send two receivers out wide to the left, one to the right. Ethan Huselman stands behind Throgmorton, who waits for the shotgun snap. Throgmorton's got it. He's looking back to pass. He's under a blitz.
Look out, block.
Can he avoid it? He avoids two blitzers and fires it to the sideline. That is a win for the T-Bird offense.
Honestly, that was an impressive move by Throgmorton.
Yeah, ducking not Huselman. One, but two blitzers
yes.
in a one-on-one scenario.
And he was, I mean, they had two hands on him. I mean, he was wrapped up, and he rolled out of it.
Oh, now we have a penalty flag. Are they going to call grounding on that?
Oh.
I don't know. He fired it all the way to the sideline, close to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, they're going to call it grounding.
You know, I will say this. There wasn't a receiver within the vicinity.
That is true.
So he did absolutely
That's
get
true.
It back to the line, but there
still
were
a win.
There were no receivers over
even
there.
Even with the penalty, still a win, because that had the look of a potential sack and maybe even a sack fumble.
Yeah, that was.
So this will make it third and what, about 14 maybe for the T-Bird? Yeah, more than that.
Maybe a little more than that.
Way more than that.
We're looking at
Well, they put that way, way back. Wow. So the line of scrimmage is going to be close to the 40-yard line.
What'd they give him? 15-yard penalty
yeah,
there?
Yeah, man alive. I guess that's a spot foul, right?
I suppose. Oh, man. Is that really where he threw it from?
Yeah. Eesh. Well, then it's third and forever for the T-Birds, and they're just going to
Here we go.
Double handoff. Here comes Elliot Romberg around the left side. He's across the 45.
Get around him.
Getting to midfield. Breaks a tackle. He's dropped at about the 49. So the T-Birds pick up a little bit of ground.
Nice pickup. That's about a gain of about 12 on about third and 25.
I was going to say, that's just that you're like, oh, you're in plus territory. But, you still got a fourth and about 18. I think you got to punt this one.
Yep.
We're down to 4 minutes to play in the first half. It's La Crosse Logan 28, Baraboo 0. Punt formation indeed. Romberg is back.
Romberg is your punter.
He had a heck of a boot. His last time out, put one over the returner's head. Here he's got the snap, low snap, but he grabs it, punts it away. End over end kick, bounces at about the 25, takes a Logan bounce to about the 30, and that's where the Rangers will start. They're going to have 3 minutes and 43 seconds to add to their lead.
For the Thunderbirds, the ball is down.
In case you're wondering, we are so popular, no one paid to have a commercial tonight. So you have to deal with us the whole night.
There'll be a little bit of a break during halftime.
Everyone said if commercials aren't free, we're not paying for them if Bromley and Wegner are on the air. So,
well, once we start reciting limericks, we'll see what happens. We may get some sponsors or just be pulled off the air one way or the other.
That's right.
Well, the T-Bird defense has been exhausted here. They've been on the field a lot here. They trail 28-0. They're going to have to make one more stand here, get the ball back to their offense. Here's an inside handoff for Logan and being dropped behind the line of scrimmage.
Puttkammer and Jordy Beal teamed up to bring him down. Puttkammer grabbed him around the ankles. Beal smacked him up high in the chest. And beautiful play for a loss of one or two.
Maxim Roberts on the carry. Drop for a short loss. It'll be second and long. So can the T-Birds force a three and out and get on the field offensively?
That would just be a huge boost going in the locker room if they could force them to punt the ball here, bring it down the field and score. I mean, you want to talk about the little wins. That would be a big little win in this game.
One receiver to either side. Faking the handoff and firing left side is Check. He's got a man. That's Hackbarth.
Yep.
He's got the reception for first down yardage. He's across the 45, nearly to midfield. First and 10, Rangers.
Got 17. That was
Jacob Hackbarth.
I watched him. He just ran right down the field. He stopped at his spot and turned around, and the throw was all designed just like that. He ran straight down the field, turned around, found his spot, turned around, and boom, the ball was in his breadbasket.
So the Rangers have first and 10, just shy of midfield. They're looking to put another score on the board before the halftime gun. faking the inside handoff. Cech is going to keep it. He's across midfield. Look, he squirted through.
Can't tell who made the tackle there, but they brought him down after a real short gain of only about two.
Only got a couple yards. We're right at midfield. It'll be second at about eight.
For a two-yard gain, which brings up second down.
For those who may have just joined us, the Rangers return the opening kickoff for a touchdown to jump out to a 7-0 lead. It's been all Logan this half, as you might imagine. They lead 28-0 here at Baraboo High School, where it is homecoming night.
You know, when I watch these NFL games, I see these broadcasters way up high in those booths, and I wonder, why are they so up high? And then I say, oh, yeah, because they can see the outside of the field.
See everything, right? Faking a handoff again, and making, I should say, he faked the first handoff, handed off to the second man, and he just dropped.
Jordy Beal with a great tackle. Wasn't fooled at all with that fake handoff, and then the inside handoff subsequently. Jordy Beal was all over him and held him to about 1 yard on that run.
Roberts, here's your big third dropped. Down.
Roberts dropped for a one-yard gain. Yes, third.
Here's your
and
morale
long.
Booster. I mean, even if you don't score, your defense can go into the locker room and hang their heads on this one.
We got about a minute and a half to go in the first
no
half.
No penalties now. Come on.
Third and long for the Rangers near midfield. Cech waits for the shotgun snap. He's got it. Fakes a handoff. Throws right. He's got Hekbarth. The DB fell down. Hekbarth's rolling to the 30, 25, 20. Can they catch him? He's to the 10. He's rolled out of bounds inside the
Who
5.
Else? Who else made
Trevon
that tackle?
Lawyer.
Trevon Lawyer.
Touchdown saving tackle.
Saves the tackle at the 5.
One of his teammates slipped over there in the, not quite the flat, but in the, right down the sideline there. That allowed for the easy catch for Hekbarth and the run after the catch.
But again, they've got this design play where Hekbarth, he's just head down. He runs as fast as he can. He stops, turns, and the ball is right there. That was totally a designed play.
First and goal for the Rangers. Already leading by 28. Cech on a keeper this time. He's up the gut. Putt camera's got a hold of him. He's going to be dropped short of the goal line, but it's going to be second and short.
Second and short from about the 1.5 or 2 yard line.
Rushes for a gain of 2. Jackson
Puttkammer. T-Bird defense with its back against the wall. One more time here in the first half. Can they make a goal line stand to close the half? We are under a minute to go.
How about a turnover? Let's get a little fumble here.
Roberts is next to Cech in the pistol formation. Cech's going to keep it again. We talked about how he loves to score on the ground, and there's another one.
Pretty much untouched.
Another touchdown rushing TD. Ranger. Bradley Cech, two-yard touchdown run. We talked about how he has, what, 13 Bradley rushing Cech. TDs.
Yep.
He's got a couple of them here tonight as well, adding to his total. So that makes it 34-0, Logan. Everything working offensively tonight for the Rangers.
Boy, that is the truth. And then the one time when it doesn't, we had a penalty. And
right.
Fortunately, right there, that's just, you know, that's a man-on-man play. And the credit to the offensive line of Logan. They opened up a big hole, and he walked right through it for that two-yard touchdown.
Hekbarth's extra point is good. That makes it Logan 35, Baraboo 0. Baraboo's going to get the ball back with 36 seconds to play here. Let me ask you this, Brandon. So we know in the high school rules, once it's a 35-point margin, it's a running clock. Is avoiding the running clock as a morale booster, is that a thing?
I'll be honest. I don't remember if that was – did they have a running clock in the 90s? I really don't remember.
I honestly
do not remember if there was a running clock in my day. I mean, the simple answer is, when you're down like this, you will take every small victory you can get.
Right.
And so
a first down, a touchdown, whatever.
And so avoiding a running clock, yes, that's a thing you want to avoid it. I mean, because obviously everybody knows if the clock's running and it's not stopping and you're on the bad end of that, you're getting pretty much knocked around.
For sure. Well, the T-Birds have done their share of knocking around. We talked about how last year these kind of the roles reversed. The T-Birds had an excellent season going to the playoffs. They beat this very same Ranger squad. But tonight, a different story. Whereas a season ago, Logan had a losing record. They were 3-7. They went 3-4 in the Mississippi Valley.
And, you know, if you're Coach Turkington at halftime, you just come in and and you're going to have to talk about their offensive plan and how we can, you know, stop the run game.
Short kickoff returned out to about the 40-yard line. Rangers not wanting to take any risks with a potential long return.
Dante, yes.
And you're going to talk about pride. And as they say, the manning up and showing what Baraboo football is about in the second half. And no, I mean, let's be honest. You're not talking about winning the game. You're talking about winning certain plays. You're talking about what can we improve on.
We got a penalty on the kickoff return against the Rangers. T-Birds are only going to have a few seconds, but.
You're setting goals. Like, how about you hold them to 0 points in the second half and you get a few scores. And
go for the second half shutout.
Yeah, and you walk away and you say, man, we played much better that second half. Let's play like that more often.
Now, we're waiting for an announcement here. I wouldn't think the clock would have run out on this place.
This is the end of the first half.
Now, how could that be on a penalty after the kickoff?
How does that happen?
I am mystified.
Isn't that a kickoff? Isn't that a dead ball on a kickoff?
Right, a penalty on the kicking team. Well, in any event, everyone's running to the lockers, so that's going to be our halftime score. Your halftime score is the La Crosse Logan Rangers 35, Baraboo 0.
Running clock must not stop, even with a penalty.
Even with penalties? Okay. Well, we'll be back after some commercial messages to run through some first half stats and a little bit of a breakdown after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway.